Welcome back to another WRGW in-game update. 10 minutes and 21 seconds left to go in the second half. George Washington sticking around in this one. 51-45. Memphis with the lead, only gaining 1 point so far throughout the midway point of the second half. But, Jeff, free throws have been a real issue for the Colonials.
Yeah, they've been killing them. You know, watching this, the first day of the NCAA tournament, a lot of the games in the second day, you find that the teams that pull upsets are the teams that cash in from the free throw line. GW has not done so tonight. 10 of 18 from the charity stripe. It's really killed them. A big reason why they're down 8. Matter of fact, it makes the deficit right now. If you make even 6 more of those free throws, it's an entirely different ballgame.
George Washington having some trouble defensively. Memphis doing a very good job of getting to the bucket and scoring from there. And if not scoring, dishing it out to a wide-open shooter outside.
Yeah, they've really spread out GW's defensive sets here in the second half, which is a shame because GW came out flying out of the locker room. They seemed to really be trying to blitz Memphis, but Memphis was able to stay with them shot for shot, mainly because of offensive strategies like that. GW just seems like they've been a step behind in the second half, and unfortunately with time running out, it's not looking too good now for the Colonials.
Isaiah Armwood on the bench right now with four fouls. He has been for about the last 2 minutes here. Have you noticed a big difference in the George Washington defense?
Well, I mean, defensively, you can tell without Armwood in that center position, Memphis seems to not have as much fear driving to the rim, going to the glass, trying to get those buckets in the paint. And offensively, it hurts GW as well. Armwood had 7 points here in the second half. He was their main go-to scorer heading out of the locker room. Now he sits with 4 fouls. A lot of people probably think, you know, GW's cooked without Isaiah Armwood out there for significant time. And, you know, they're going to need him down the stretch. I wouldn't be surprised if Mike Lonergan inserts him into the game here with, you know, 9-8 minutes left. You kind of roll that dice with 4 fouls because they're going to need a spark if this deficit stays around 8 points.
Kevin Larson continues to lead the way for the Colonials. He has 16 points right now. Armwood on the bench with 13. Stay tuned after the final buzzer. We will come back for our post-game analysis of George Washington's second-round matchup against Memphis. Again, the score 51-45. Memphis with the lead. Thank you. You're listening to WRGW Sports, Colonials Radio Central.